Even if you've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the 80s classic about a group of high school students playing hooky, you can likely relate to one of the more famous scenes, where the audience is dropped into the world's most boring economics lesson.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone? The Great Depression, passed the, anyone?
A stale lecture or a teacher who might be very smart but has no idea how to engage his or her students in the material is at the center of the criticism swirling around REPA 3, the set of requirements for teacher licensing in the state. The State Board of Education last week approved new requirements for someone to become a career specialist, the new name for the previously known adjunct license.
My name is Jacqueline Fleming.
Jacqueline's a good example of what a career specialist is. She got her bachelor's degree in math and has spent the last few years teaching remedial math classes at Ivy Tech Community College. Under the new requirements, she qualifies for a career specialist license because, one, she has a bachelor's degree in a field similar to what she wants to teach. She's a math whiz. Fleming also earned at least a 3.0 GPA and has at least 6,000 hours of work experience in a related field.
That speaks volumes to, in my mind, as to the value that is truly being placed on what I believe is truly the most important profession.
That's Jill Shedd. She's the Assistant Dean for Teacher Education at Indiana University School of Education. She's not a fan of REPA 3. One of her criticisms is the component of REPA 3 that requires a career specialist to complete a pedagogy program during their first year of teaching to learn effective teaching strategies. Shedd fears that sets up teachers for failure during the first year.
So all those responsibilities in managing their exceptional needs students, understanding all the testing and diagnostic testing that might have to go on, working with parents, having responsibilities as a member of a department, and they are doing that from day one with no experience in a classroom.
This argument has been waging in Indiana for a while. It was in the previous version of REPA 3, REPA 2, which former State Superintendent Tony Bennett introduced in 2012. When Glenda Ritz took office, though, she decided to overhaul it. The state board's attorney, Michelle McCowan, says this time the board included public hearings and a public comment period to address concerns in the first version.
We received about 1,000 comments. I personally read all of those comments.
And these comments shaped the new version of requirements.
Since then, they've been making policy decisions about the things that we received comments on.
Including requiring a master's degree for principals and an education specialist degree for superintendents, two major criticisms of REPA 2. All of these concerns come down to the question of proper teacher preparation and how much is enough. Fleming finds this question to be tough. She just completed IU's transition to teaching program, housed in the School of Ed, so she can teach secondary math. She met the requirements for a teaching license without the program. So what did it teach her?
Things I didn't know at all that are really common in education. Like, psychology of education is very philosophical, like, you know, learning theories, behaviorism, cognitive, learning more about special ed or learning more about racial diversity.
And now she's looking for jobs, but still doesn't know if she's ready. Not because she doesn't have the content and teaching knowledge, but because teaching, she says, is a really hard job.
Yeah, even if you go through the education program, you take the education classes, it doesn't mean you're going to be a good teacher. It doesn't mean you're going to use those strategies that you learned.
And Fleming says that can lead to boring classes.
Anyone? Anyone?
And boring teachers. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.